Is the mind and the brain interchangeable, or what is the difference? See, I talked about three-level model of the self: the body, mind, and the soul. Which is like the hardware, the software, and the user. So the brain is a part of the body. So if you come to the computer metaphor, the brain is like the CPU, the central processing unit. Whereas the mind is the software. If I have a Mac computer, Mac OS. So the two are at a different strata of existence. Software exists at a different level, the hardware exists at a different level. And the CPU exists at the level of the hardware. So the brain is a part of the body. And it is very complex, just like the CPU is very complex, capable of doing a lot of things which the rest of the computer can't do. And the brain can do a lot, which see the hands and legs can't do. But still, the brain is a part of the body, whereas the mind is something higher. And technically speaking, the mind is the user of the brain. It's like the software uses the hardware, including the CPU, to do some functions. And the software is fundamental. The hardware is also essential, but the hardware itself without a software is of no use. So the brain in and of itself is a tool, but there has to be something which directs the tool. So the mind is the user of the brain. And there are cases, very amazing cases. Brain scientist, Dr. John Larbert, he wrote in Science magazine in an article called "Is Your Brain Really Necessary?" And what was this article about? He found that there are cases of people who have hydranencephaly. Hydranencephaly means that there's too much water in the brain. In fact, in all of us, there is the cerebrospinal fluid, which is there around the brain. But these people who have hydranencephaly, they have cerebrospinal fluid not around the brain, but instead of the brain. They don't have any brain at all. And he was from the University of Sheffield. And he had one student who did a PhD in mathematics. He had an IQ of about 140. And then they did a brain scan. They found he had no brain.
No
brain at all.
Oh my God.
You know, a ray of light, you put it from here, it would just go like this. Nothing here. It's fluid.
This isn't all the higher functions in the brainstem, right? So if you have a brainstem, you're like good to go, right? I can remember reading that somewhere, that all the higher functions in the brainstem, like with encephaly and stuff, part of, they see if this person's going to live, it's like how long they'll make it for, is how much brainstem have they got.
Yeah, there is redundancy in the brain functioning. That's why that's why I say there is hemispherectomy is done. Sometimes person has a damaged part of the brain, tumor or something, they can take half of the brain out. And with the remaining half, the full function can be done. But these are cases of people who have less than 5% of the brain. There are some people who have less than 0.5% of the brain. Still they function. So that's why he raised the question, is your brain really necessary?
But they function at what level?
Oh, this person needed a master's in maths. Mm-hmm. So it's remarkable. It's not common, no doubt. It's very uncommon, but it is well documented. So the idea is that the brain...
They say we're only using, most people at the most use 10 to 20% of the brain anyways, so
different parts of the brain.
So
okay, I'll come to this point a little later. We'll come back to this. So the point is that I was making from this example is that the brain itself is a tool. The brain is a tool, but the mind is distant from the brain. And it's like in these cases where the eye could see even when the brain was not functioning. So in some exceptional cases, the mind can function even when the brain is not really there, or a very little part of the brain is there. The mind can still function because the capacity is there in the mind.